Roger, did you want to say anything?
Sorry, you're going quickly. I thought you got.
Oh, yeah, but you ran through it fairly rapidly.
Look, I've got a few leaflets for each of you.
Oh, dear.
I know you have trouble understanding what I'm trying to put across sometimes.
Well, the problem is, Roger, if you'd set the leaflets ahead of the game, it would have been fine, but they're not submissible because obviously we need to see anything relevant in advance. But thank you anyway.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, what's not permissible?
Well, because councillors need to have, if they want to discuss anything, they've got to have the information 5 days before the meeting.
I'm not wanting you to discuss anything. Okay. I just want you to have that to look at after I've spoken, or in a week's time, or whenever you want to look at it.
Yeah, at it after.
No need to look at it now. Okay. You might understand my ramblings a bit better if you look at that later on.
Thank you.
Now, okay, so I'll have a go now. It's Councillor Dawson here, isn't it?
No.
Oh, I was going to recommend him and thank him. Yeah, okay, Councillor Chris Dawson said in the Wellney News, this village continues to punch above its weight, and I totally agree with him in that. There's a lot of good stuff being done. Now, when I came to this village 60-odd years ago or so, I got a lot of help. I got a lot of mentorship from Wellney Fen people. They gave me a chance with the mentorship and the formula to do just what Chris has said, punch above my weight. Or my company punch above my weight. And I hope I've gone some way towards repaying that back, as my business, when it was going, had a strong commitment to Fenland community. I'm handing out two leaflets where you've got them. One depicts my journey in 60 years in Wellney, and the other one depicts my business journey and includes 13 years fighting 50,000 other SMEs about banking corruption. Now, many of my Wellney team went to the local school, started life at the Wellney school. Now, their skills went a long way for me gaining all sorts of accolades, including the best in show, gold medal at Chelsea and the BBC's Public Vote Award. That's just some of the awards. Now, if the council would please read these leaflets, and when you've read them, you could decide whether you still think I'm a vexatious type complainant, as manifested by the Wellney Parish Council majority vote, resulting in the Wellney Parish Council serving it on me on the 13th of October 2023, a vexatious freedom of speech violation. I've no doubt this vexatious tag was due to me on the 3rd of October 2023, flagging that the current chair did not declare a conflict of interest. Item 12, minutes 7th of December 1921, when the Clark Ford case was closed or discontinued. Wellney Parish Council officers should be chasing that 20k that's still outstanding, not blocking my voice and branding me vexatious to keep egg off the current chair's face. I'm respectfully asking for you to withdraw this vexatious order. For more information, go to my website, Clark Ford. FenArtFromThis.co.uk. Okay, that's me.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.